Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, brothers, sisters. People are dying. Hey there, fathers. Where is your son? Hey there, mothers. Oh, mama, hear the baby crying. We all need somebody to lean on. But the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. The nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
No matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
No matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one. The nation is one. They're still killing. Over in Iran, they're still building nuclear weapons. Over in China, they're still worried about a bomb in New York. We all need somebody to lean on, 'cause the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
No matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
No matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do, no matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. Peace, everyone. We're talking about survival in the whole United States. You know, so many different drastic situations going down, catastrophical situations. You know, first and foremost, I want to shout out Haiti. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to pray for Haiti. Even if you don't have the money, your prayers is definitely needed for Haiti at the state that it's in. Also, Honduras and Guatemala got hit with earthquakes also. Along with that, California was struck with a big flood that flooded the streets. A lot of people had to get evacuated. So, you know, we're dealing with all kinds of different situations that might be going down, natural disasters. You know, if natural disasters do happen to us, are we ready? Do we have a plan? Are we so brainwashed in American society right now to the point that we don't even know how to even remember anybody's, you know, phone number if our phone is gone? You know, back in the day when we used to have cell phones or anything like that, we used to basically, if we had phones or the rotary phones, you had to remember 3 or 4 numbers, but most people can't nowadays. So do you have a plan? If anything drastic happened to you right now, what would you do? That's the question today. Along with that, we're also going to have the wonderful Tina Fortune live in the line. That's also going to give you some, you know, life skills on basically, you know, being financially free and, you know, helping yourself to save and everything to do what you have to do out here in the world to provide for yourself and your family. Along with that, we're going to have our sponsor, which is Gina of Ohana Shop. She will be live on the line on our show. She's a wonderful young lady. She has wonderful ideas on there, and she is a queen. And she's one of our sponsors. Street Queens the Movement, check out the site, www.streetqueensthemovement.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. It's going down tonight. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go to the phone lines and go ahead and see if we have our queens on the line. Peace, caller from the 917. Peace.
Peace, queen. How's everybody doing?
Hey, peace, queen. How you doing? Is this Emma of E2K Magazine in the building?
The one and only. Just staying sexy for you.
What's up, Miss Sexy? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, just calling in for my therapy of the week, you know what I mean?
Hey, you already know what it is. I think it's definitely all of our therapy and stuff, you know, right here. So, you know, go ahead and get some shout-outs in and everything before we, you know, get started in the convo and everything, sis.
Oh, my God. I get in trouble with that because then when I don't shout 1 hour, I didn't shout the other hour, I start getting bombarded with emails. But you said shout-out to that one. So I'm just going to keep it, you know, general. Shout-out to everybody that know me and everybody I know. Peace.
Well, shout out our sponsors, E2K Magazine online. Shout out Ohana Shop, along with Strictly Bump One, the clothing line. So yeah, and shout out Funky Flashback. Definitely, like I said, we're talking about the survival skills. You know how do we survive in situations? You know what I mean, that's just affecting us in life. Like, how do we survive? You got all these natural disasters, you know, Florida had the flooding and everything. Florida had the flooding. You had the situation in Haiti, which, you know, we got some updates. They say they're actually giving out food right now at the moment to the people.
Yeah, I heard that there's some, yeah, they're getting some water, some food finally, like 6-7 days later.
Yeah, 6-7 days later, which kills me. Like, you know, come on now. How long have these people been sitting there waiting?
That's all politics, because they couldn't come up with a plan, because they don't have a freaking plan. People are dying.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're talking about a plan. What do you do? How many times have you had situations and they've parachuted stuff down into there, so all of a sudden after, like, the 8th day, you decide you want to parachute food in? But if people want to talk about that, call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about natural disasters. Are you ready? Do you have a plan? Along with that, we're going to have a spotlight on the wonderful Miss Gina of Ohana Shop, which is one of our sponsors. Peace, Queen, from the 917-657. Peace.
Hey, Miss, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Who is this wonderful young lady on the line?
This is Gina.
Peace, Gina. How you doing?
Calling from a 917. I was like, oh. 917 is the old. The number is the old.
Yeah,
man.
How you doing?
All right, man. Hey, for all y'all that don't know, this is one of our wonderful sponsors right here. Miss Gina, she owns the Ohana Shop online and everything like that. We're gonna go, since we have her on the line, we're gonna go ahead and you know, get to the spotlight, and we'll talk more about the you know, talking about natural disasters and stuff. And if she wants to stay on the line with us also to talk about it, it'd be all good. But we're live right now. You got me and Emma of E2K Magazine live in the building. Two queens, we live here. Gina, why don't you go ahead and tell the people and let everybody know what's going on with the Ohana Shop and everything, and, you know, how you started the business, and just let them know about, you know, this woman is a strong woman doing her thing, grinding, and, you know, we're putting a spotlight on her right now. Go ahead, Gina, and let them know what's going on.
Thanks, Lush. Well, my Ohana Shop, actually was established in 2007. And I basically started this because I do love jewelry. I don't think there's a female out there that does not love jewelry. But I came up with the name Ohana because my kids used to watch this movie called Lilo and Stitch. And they talked a lot about Ohana. And Ohana actually means family. And so that's where I got the name from Lilo and Stitch. I chose the name Ohana Shop because it is a family-oriented business, even though I am the CEO and president. But on my website, I actually sell platinum jewelry. I sell gold, diamond, sterling silver, and I also sell cologne and perfume. And that is something, you know, I don't promote as much as jewelry, but it is there available online. So most of my jewelry, actually, as far as the diamonds are concerned, are basically 2 carats or more. And they're being sold at a discounted price. And currently we have discounts going on now. We range from 10 to 75% off the merchandise, and as well as free shipping and handling. And one other thing that I added to the mix of my website is any purchase of $150 or more, 20% of that will go to the Haiti Relief Fund. So I do believe in giving back to our people. We all originated from the same place, same boat, just different pit stops. So I do believe in giving back. So that is something I'm looking forward to expanding as well. And I just wanted to say that I have 3 specific pieces of jewelry that I'm actually promoting.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a bracelet. And this bracelet actually, let me get this information for you. This bracelet is actually a diamond tennis bracelet. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, that's nice because, I mean, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, so,
exactly.
Hey, you know, exactly. Y'all want to pick up that tennis bracelet for your lovely lady or your mother or your sister, your aunt, or maybe me or Emma, you know, or one of the sisters.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
No?
I get a new friend.
You know.
Yeah. That is true, because the holiday, like you said, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and jewelry is a big gift around that holiday time. So that is something that a lot of people can look into, and if they do mention that they got my website off your site, there'll be an extra discount that I can give them as a courtesy or promotion. And all they will have to do, there's a way to contact me on the website. There's a contact us link, page, and all they're going to have to do is put a note in there that they heard my website from your radio online, and they'll get more of a discount on their item. The discount is basically based on the price of the merchandise. I'm not even going to say, okay, it would be X amount of dollars. It all depends on the price of the merchandise that's being bought. As far as this bracelet, this tennis bracelet, it is a 14-karat gold, yellow, and diamond S-link. And S-link is basically stating on the size where the gold is at is designed like an S. It looks like an S instead of a straight link going up and down. And it is 4-karat in total weight. Now, it is GHN color that people that know about jewelry, GHN color is basically considered almost flawless. And the clarity is very good as well as I-112, which also means it's very good quality as far as clarity is concerned. And it's 7 inches long, and this is something that I really, really like because people have been inquiring about, you know, tennis bracelets lately. So this is something I want to promote. And for the average person, we do have diamond stud earrings. And that is something else that I want to promote. It's 0.5 carat, it's round, and it's set in 14-karat gold. Now, all
diamonds
of my jewelry is... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said diamonds are a girl's best friend, you know what I'm saying? So,
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That is true.
So if they want to, you know what I'm saying, so you said you got a diamond bracelet, you got the half a diamond, you know what I'm saying, earring, you know what I'm saying? So so let the people know how can they, you know, go to the shop, where can they log on to go and buy this merchandise and get this hot discount, you know what I'm saying, because they heard it from Lush Radio Online
and Street Queens and Movement live in the building.
Right. My website is actually www.ohanashop.com. I will spell that www.ohanashop.com, ohanashop.com. And they can actually log in and, you know, browse the site and see the various discounts. Prices vary in range. The highest price item I have actually right now is about $15,318.31. Now, that's the highest price.
Wow.
Yeah, only because it's 10 carat and it's a specialty merchandise. It is a Princess Cut Diamond Chanel set bracelet. So it is also with 14 carat yellow gold. And the color also is basically almost flawless. So it is a good piece of jewelry to have.
Definitely.
So that's well worth it.
Yo, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, this is our sponsor right here. She got the hot jewelry right now. It's popping. You already know Valentine's Day. They already got the bears up and already, you know what I'm saying. Why don't you attach a bracelet to one of them bears, you know what I'm saying? You know, go ahead and cop something from ohanashop.com. You already know what it is, man. Tell them Lush or Emma. Street Queens of Movement, Lush Radio Online, Future Ghoul. We sent you over there, man. Get that discount. You already know what it is, man. You know what I mean? I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, loving everything because I checked out the merchandise. You definitely got some hot stuff on there, sis. You know what I mean? For real. So we definitely going to try to send them over there to go and cop there for that Valentine's Day. Or if you just want to tell your girl, yo, I love you. Well, I'm feeling you right now. Birthdays is coming around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, people are getting engaged. They trying to get an engagement gift or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Check out
ohanashop.com.
For real.
Emma's like, yes, ma'am.
It's me.
If anybody wanted to get a BFF.
Okay.
if anybody wanted to get in contact with you, Gina, is there an email or you got the Twitter? Let us know what's up, babe.
Right. I do have an email address. It's Gina, G-I-N-A, 2830444@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Man,
and I do have a Twitter. I do also have a Twitter account, which is www.twitter.com/Gina. 28304. So that is also my Twitter account.
That's what's up, man. Man, I appreciate you, man. I love you, Gina, for real. Definitely sponsoring the whole situation with the whole movement, man. And you know what I'm saying? Gina's definitely a boss. You know, Street Queens the Movement, we always support female business owners that got their situation going down. So I implore you to go check out ohanashop.com. Y'all, you know what it is. It's official. Right.
Yeah, those that are trying to be my new friend, I implore you to go to the website, go check out what I like, and send it to my P.O. Box, 17778.
Go cop me, Emma, Ebony, Natalia, and Alicia. Ashley. Go cop all of us a tennis bracelet, man. Off of the
all
Ohana,
the queens. We deserve it.
We deserve it for real because we're queens, baby. Holla.
That's true.
You
know, I also have an affiliate site where people can make money. I call it my recession-proof referral program, where they can actually, say this is someone refers a customer, a potential customer, to my ohanashop.com website. If that person actually purchased because of their referral, depending on the price of the purchase, that person that did the referring actually gets a payout.
Oh, okay.
And they can actually find out about this at my affiliate website, which is www.ginasdiamondjewelry.com. And they would just scroll down to the bottom. and it will give all the information about the payout and what is the pay scale depending on the cost of the merchandise. So that is
definitely interesting. Especially for the recession, you know what I'm saying? Especially for the recession, a little side money, that works.
Who's to say that, you know, you got to be in a recession, dog? You can make money off the Ohana shop, man. Go ahead and get it in, baby. Get
in.
For sure. You know what it is. I got to bring in the beautiful and lovely Miss Natalia, a.k.a. Colombian Princess, live in the building.
What's up, family? Family's in the building.
Okay. Forgive me for coming in so late, guys.
You're forgiven. We ain't gonna dock you this week.
How's my lovely women? Everybody, how y'all doing?
We're excited. We amped up. It's Thursday. It's our therapy day. You already know. We getting in.
We just had our sponsor, Miss Gina, just explain to us about how, you know, we can earn money through the referral system, about the Ohana shop and everything.
Yeah, the jewelry website.
Diamonds.
You know, Valentine's coming, you know what I'm saying? You send out the Twitter. Her stuff is GinasDiamondJewelry.com.
Mm-hmm. Gina's Diamond Jewelry.com.
And check that out, definitely, and support the queens.
For real. Definitely support her and everything that she's doing, for real. This is what it's about. It's about networking, working together, supporting one another, especially us as ladies. We need to support one another and support, you know what I'm saying, the women.
And they get discount. They get discount mentioning us radio.
Yes, you definitely do.
Yeah, you do get discounts. That is
true. Yeah, you get discount mentioning us radio.
Definitely you do. You definitely get discounts. So make sure that you support her, please. Because you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get paid in the recession, too. Holla. We trying to get paid.
Holla.
Holla. That's right.
Oh, you know, at least a tennis bracelet. I'll be happy with that. Holla. You can
make all the street queens icy. I know there's some men out there that got that money that's going to make us icy. Valentine's Day.
You know, wop it out. Wop it out.
For real. So, but Gina, I want to definitely thank you, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, coming on here. And, you know, we want to thank you, you know what I'm saying, for you being a woman in the industry and doing your thing and being a boss that you are. So, salute you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely salute you, Gina, and we gotta go ahead and give you some love for that, you know.
Yeah, give it to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same thing. 2010,
we're taking prisoners and claiming, you know, at least $3 million back.
Well.
And don't forget 20% of any purchase over $150 will go towards the Haiti Relief Fund. So I haven't decided. It's a toss-up between Wyclef and Red Cross. I really want to do Wyclef because he's a direct descendant from Haiti. So it's a toss-up.
He knows where to go. He knows the places. He knows definitely the places, you know, that really most need it. He really does. So I would definitely support Wyclef and his movement. I'm supporting him already, but I implore everybody else to support him as well because he's doing it from the heart, and he's been repping Haiti even before all this happened.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There wasn't that many people talking about Haiti. He's always repped Haiti, repped the flag everywhere he's at or whatever, so you know he's genuine. So I say let's back him up.
Yeah, definitely support Yele. You know, Yele, text to 501-501-YELE, or go to yele.org online and stuff, man. Definitely support Wyclef. He's definitely doing some positive things, supporting the people. And this is another thing. Today's show, we're talking about basically, you know, drastic disasters, you know what I'm saying? You know, natural disasters. If there was a natural disaster that hit us right now, and where we at right now, what would you do? If you lost your phone today, since we're so programmed in this modern day age and we're so programmed to plug all our numbers in and we don't have any phone books anymore,
Would you be able to call anybody if you lost your phone? Would you be able to survive?
I sure would. Because you know why? I'm with AT&T, and they have a program called Mobile Backup, and you go right online and get all your phone numbers.
This is what I'm saying, though. If all the electronics, everything was shut down, what would you do?
Oh, okay. I know you lost.
What would you do right now?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. We get used to just pressing the people's names or their numbers or the favorite, the five fives, you know, the favorite fives or however it is. It's quick to program, but it's true because sometimes my phone has died a couple of times and I'd be like, oh, I got to call so-and-so on my house phone. I'd be like, I don't know the number. Oh, my God.
That's real talk. Right now, if you join us, like I said, Street Queens, the movement is talking about survival when disaster comes. If it's a disaster, right now we had a couple of natural disasters. You got an earthquake in Haiti. People are going through it right now. They're still suffering. We send out our prayers to them. Okay, I know Natalia got some updates. We got some updates on the situation that's going down in Haiti also. Along with that, you know what I'm saying, you got California that was just hit with a flood right now. Like the water came up, like the rain and everything, and they just had a flood. People had to evacuate. So we got natural disasters going on. Say, for instance, everybody, say our internet right now at this moment shut down. Do we have a two-way radio? Do we got batteries? Do we have flashlights? Say all the power and everything shut down, right? Everything shut down. What would we do? How we survive? Do you even have a first aid kit in your house?
Candles, but not the smelling good one. I mean the legitimate candles.
How many people have candles? How many people have a first aid kit? How many people have their own survival kit ready in their house if a natural disaster happened? What would be the first thing? Do you have a plan? That's the question today. If you want to call in at 347-826-7722. Natalia, what do you think about natural disasters? If something happened right now, what would you do?
Oh, well. It's very hard because, like you were talking about earlier, the technology. I'm very, very dependent on a lot of my laptop and my phone. I do have a first aid kit, though, and I got a lot of canned goods. But as regards to that, I mean, I'm not as prepared as I should be.
And everybody be honest, man. It's, you know, ain't anybody be honest. Like, Natalia was just honest, you know what I'm saying? We can be going through a lot of natural disasters right now, which we are. You know, it might not have hit us right now, but it can hit us any day. Are we ready? Are our children prepared and ready? You know, a lot of these movies that we see, like 2012 and or different things like that, anything can happen. Are we prepared? Are we ready? If you did have a two-way radio or anything like that, would you be able to survive? That is the question. Would you be able to survive a natural disaster? We're talking about if basically everything shut down right now, what would you do? Would you know your mother's number? Would you know somebody's landline number? Would you know anything like that? Could you back up your documents? Do you have do you know how to use a compass? What do you know how to do? Do you have some stock of water or any kind of food just in case something happens right now at this moment? Would you survive? Survival skills. That's what we're talking about. Emma, call us from the 646 and the 347. We're definitely going to bring you on in a quick second. Emma, if a disaster hit us right now, what would you do?
After a lot of screaming and yelling and then praying, I guess I will have to be kicking on the survival mode. I do have flashlights in each of the floors of my house. I have in the basement, I have in the first floor, up in the bedrooms. I do have that in case there was to be light. I keep always every week batteries fresh. I stay with a drawer packed full of batteries. I have in my basement 2 gallons of waters. I have like about good 5 to 6 gallons of water. What do I have else? I do have first aid kits, and I have first aid kits in each floor of my house as well. I have children. I have extra Band-Aids. I have extra, I do have extra alcohol, and I have extra hydrogen peroxide. I don't know why I have those things, but I have extra of those. I always try to keep extra things in my house when I go food shopping, the cans, toilet paper, like all those essentials and things. I always, always try to have more than extra just, you know, for just in case for whatever emergency. That's as much as I've gone. And I only can remember like three landlines, three numbers, and that's it. Other than that, after that, it has to be the 911, or I have to figure it out.
Definitely, definitely, man. And she's telling you how prepared she is, man. That's the situation. Do you feel like you should be a little bit more prepared than that, or do you feel like...
Oh, you know what I have, too? I have a little radio, FM, AM radio, that's just for battery. I have one of those, too.
Okay, cool. Miss Gina... How prepared are you if a natural disaster came right now?
Well, to be honest, I'm not that prepared. I do have the candle, not the sweet scented ones. I have both, actually. But I do have the emergency candles. I do have flashlights. I do lack on keeping a water supply. I do have a first aid kit in my car as well as the house. Always keep gas in the car. Got to have a full tank. For situations just like that, if you're able to get out in a car.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about the extent of my preparedness. I know I should have a kid. I should have a way to speak to the kids and say, listen, if we get separated or something should happen, this is where we meet. Or if we can't meet there, have a backup place where we can all meet. You know, this did wake me up. I am going to work on that. I'm going to be honest. I need to work on that. But something to actually think about.
That's the reason why, because I was talking to Ebony, which is one of our street queens, and we were talking about since all these drastic situations happen. Like, I mean, Haiti was hit earlier, but not with an earthquake. I think it was like more like a flood or something like that. They were hit before, maybe like last year, and they were dealing with famine and stuff like that. Now the earthquakes came. So I'm like, okay, this situation could happen to any one of us, you know, with the earth. If a natural disaster hit us right now, people, at this moment, are you prepared? Do you have a survival plan? Do you have a survival pack? Do you have water, everything? Do you know how to use a compass? Are your children trained? What would you do? Be honest. Are you prepared? Caller from the 904, you're live on Street Queens, The Movement, and we're talking about how prepared are you if disaster happens.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Peace. How you doing?
I'm good. It's Grand Prix from Duval County. How you doing, Taya?
What's up, Grand Prix? This is one of the hottest rappers out of Duval, y'all.
That's what's up.
Welcome.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Wow, that's a very good question. I would say that I'm not all the way, you know, qualified or ready for something like that. You know, like, I mean, I've been CPR first aid trained, but, you know, my Boy Scout tactics definitely aren't up to par. Like, I wouldn't know how to start a fire or anything. So, I mean, stuff like that becomes, you know, definitely detrimental. You know, even, I guess, I would even say down to learning what kind of, you know, liquids that are out in nature that you can drink. Because, I mean, that's, you know, probably part of the biggest things is surviving in a natural disaster like that. So, I don't know.
What are some of the things that you might have right now that you have right now as in your survival case right now at the moment? I know you need to be more prepared, but what are some of the things you might have right now in your house?
Right now, I definitely have, I have flashlights. I do have batteries, but, you know, that's some hood stuff just in case the lights go out. I definitely have, like, first aid kits. I kind of have containers, so I guess I could try to get some water, but I mean, for the most part, it would be things like that would pretty much be the range of it. It would be first aid kits, and like I would have like flashlights. I got candles, and that's about it.
Wow. I mean, you know, and the thing about it is the reason why I'm saying that is because people, we gotta wake up. Natural disasters like Haiti, like California right now at the moment, you know, has a flood. Some people had to get evacuated. If anything like that happened to us right now, do we even know, like, with tornadoes? But back in the day when we grew up, they'll tell us about, you know, in my age coming up, how to, you know, prepare for maybe, like, a tornado or a hurricane or certain things you need to hide under, you know, a stable area or get under the table or different situations like that. We don't even do those drills anymore, you know?
Right.
It's natural to disasters are real. They do happen. You understand? Anything, you know, something can become radioactive. We don't know.
Right.
We need to know, be prepared, and prepare our children for this. We got a caller from the 347-666. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, with all the beautiful queens and kings. Peace. Are you prepared?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, my name is Denzel. I'm a journalist from Kenya. I just want to say thanks for the good show you're doing. I just came to America like 2 months ago. I'm listening to you, and I will contribute later, but good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Denzel, from Brooklyn.
Okay, you're in Brooklyn? Okay. And where are you originally from, sir?
I'm from Kenya. That's Africa.
Oh, Kenya. Okay, I'm from Nigeria. Peace. My brother, how you doing?
Sorry?
I'm from Nigeria.
You're from Nigeria?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Me, I'm from Kenya, you know?
Oh, that's good, man.
Thanks for the good stuff.
We appreciate you. We got a lot of beautiful ladies on there and kings also. So, I mean, I appreciate you letting us know about that. But how do you feel about being prepared about a natural disaster? You know, you being there from Kenya and you being here and seeing everything that's going on with Haiti, do you feel like you're prepared enough to deal with a natural disaster?
Yeah, to me, I have to say, first of all, sorry for all the victims and people who perished. You know, it's something that everybody in the world has to feel it, you know. And if you want to chip in and assist, it will be so nice, you know. It happens to anybody. You never know, maybe tomorrow it's in Kenya and the next day it's going to be in America. So to me, I need to say people should come in and assist where necessary, whether it's going to be food, taking care of people. Should also adopt, you know, some kids from Haiti. Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate you, man. We got a caller, you know, originally from Kenya, you know what I'm saying? For real, live in the building, original.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know what it is, man.
Thank you.
It's international, baby. This is how we do all day. We appreciate you, man. Stay on the line with us, man, for real, man. We appreciate you, man. We got our beautiful, wonderful queen live in the building, Ebony, the one that I was talking these deep thoughts with, man. We were talking about how are you prepared for natural disasters? I don't know. I think she accidentally bounced off. You know how her phone is. Sometimes, you know, the white dude ain't behind her. You know what I mean? Can you hear me now? But, yeah, we're talking about natural disasters right now. How prepared are you is the question. How prepared are you? We got her back live on the line. Like I said, call in at 347-826-772. Tell your mother, tell your father, tell your friend. Are you prepared for a natural disaster? You see what happened in Haiti? We see what happened. Are we prepared and are our children prepared? That's the question. Ebony, speak on it.
Myself, you know, we were having this conversation and got really deep because we were listening to what was going on with Haiti. But first I want to say hi, queens and kings. I'm sorry. Let me just say hello first. Thank you. Love you guys. But I'm not ready. And I'm not even going to lie. So I need to start thinking of some things to write down in order for me to be prepared if there is a natural disaster.
There are so many little decisions here live on there now. So
Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead. My bad. I should have muted that situation. You having this.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
What happened?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not ready, like I was saying. I do need to think of a plan.
Okay, Ebony,
to get ready.
Ebony says that she's not ready at the moment. How many of us are ready? That's the question. We have billions and billions of people in the United States of America and all over the world. Are we ready? Haiti wasn't ready. Right now, California at the moment has rain, and you're over there, and you're getting floods. I've seen the floods. They're kind of massive over there. They weren't ready. Some people had to
get Yeah, definitely.
You know? So, like, I mean, people are not ready for a natural disaster, okay? The thing of this is what I implore you guys to do. Remember when we were growing up and they said you have to learn a certain amount. You got to learn grandma number, mom number, dad number. At least you need to know mom and dad number. You gotta know, you know, somebody's number to call if there's an emergency. Because God forbid, if we lose our cell phones, if all electronic technology ceases to exist, how would we call somebody if we have, like, if you had regular landlines and you didn't have cell phones, but you could still use a landline? Could you remember anybody's number? Somebody say I if you can remember anybody's number. Let me know.
I can remember, like, two. I can remember, like, two.
Well, I can remember two. They can't help me. It's going to be a dead call.
Right, calling Pizza Hut, like, oh, sorry, that's a number.
So the thing about it is, we need to remember numbers. We need to start remembering numbers. We need to start charging up that long term memory, and that long term memory. Because the thing is, we can be any situation at all. On top of that, we were talking about with the Haiti situation. Okay. Yeah, like just like the young gentleman said, right? But when people always laugh about the boy going to being in the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, right? Or being in the military and different things like that. But they teach you survival skills. If you ain't selling them, which I love them Girl Scout cookies, I ain't gonna lie, like the s'mores and everything. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Girl Scouts. But if you don't take anything from Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, learn the survival skills. Half of us don't even know what kind of plants are poisonous, what plants are good to eat to survive on. If there was no rations and no food, could you eat certain insects in order to stay alive? You know, what are certain things we can eat or certain things we can drink that are natural in our environment that we can use to survive? How will we light a fire with sticks? Will we know how to hunt fish? Will we know how to just do natural things? Do we know how to create our own tent or build our own shelter out of the natural resources? Do we know how to do that? Do we know how to do any of that stuff? Do we even know how to read a compass to go from north to south to east to west?
That's deep right there. That right there is deep.
Can we read a map? Can we read a map? We were on
that's not GPS. That's not the lady telling us. And at the tree, make a right.
You know, hey, we don't have no. We're taking for instance that we have no GPS system on our phone. If you were thrown on an island and you had to survive, could you survive? Could you survive? Would your natural instincts of survival kick in? Would you be dead? That's the question. Would you survive?
Oh, that's scary.
Would you survive or would you die because the lack of knowledge, or would you go into natural survival mode in order to survive? That's the question I'm throwing out to people right now. Tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your friends, call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about some real deep thoughts. These are things that we don't think about because we're living in a systematic world right now. Everybody's walking around like a zombie,
They try to brainwash us with the iPods, with the cell phones, and we get so consumed with all this commercial stuff. You know, when I learned when my house blew up last year, and the queens that was with me, which is Emma, know that when my house blew up, I still did a show the same day, but I had basically really nothing except for my laptop, you know. And when things hit you like that, a natural disaster, you go on to, see, I'm ex-military, so I've learned survival skills. But your natural survival skills of protecting an animal knows how to protect its young. They'll cover their young and basically shield them from harm. A mother will naturally shield their child from harm, a real mother. You know, they have been women that have been able to lift up cars in certain situations because of the adrenaline rush, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Will we be able to survive? Do we know? Can anybody on here tell me they know how to read a compass? Anybody?
No, I don't know how to read a compass. I ain't gonna lie.
I'll
just be shaking it up, praying to God, putting my finger up to see which way the wind goes. I know something about the wind. Whichever way the wind goes and the light, how it, like when the light comes down, the sunset, it sets in the east and comes up in the west. I'm even probably saying that wrong.
And see, this is a real talk right here. Can you read a compass, Natalia? Can you read a compass?
I mean, if it says go north, I'm going to go walk that way, but I don't think I can get anywhere.
That doesn't go north.
Keep going north.
That's real talk. My man from the 904, do you know how to read a compass?
Nah.
Why you saying still? My man from Kenya, do you know how to read a compass?
No.
We'll be dead. We'll just be dead. You're just talking to dead people on the line right now, because that's what
hello.
I mean, at one point, it's really not funny laughing at stuff right now because it's not a situation that happened to us. But it really isn't funny when you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and you have nowhere, you don't know where you're going at all. Ebony,
yeah.
Do you know how to read a compass? Ebony, you know how to read a compass?
No, and I have no sense of direction whatsoever, so I can't even stand and tell you where north is. That's how bad
wow.
I am.
That's real talk right there.
Scary. Yeah, so scary. It really makes you want to really consider really learning a compass and just learning these survival skills. I mean, you know, it'll be a little too late once we're in that situation and we're like, wow, remember when we was on the Lush show talking about that? I never even bothered to learn it.
Yeah, I implore everybody that's listening to this show right now to go and start Google. That's why we have Google. Since we do have the internet and we do have it at this moment, but we already know that anything mechanical or man-made does have its flaws. So the thing about it is, what I'm saying to you guys, people, everybody that's listening, is please go and Google and find out. They have, you know, such things as, in the military, they have MREs, right? MREs is mostly like freeze-dried food and stuff like that. You can add water to it and cook it or whatever. They have them on sale. So the thing about it is, right, the thing about it is you can get MREs or freeze-dried food in order for you to survive. You might get a couple of packs of them and stack them up and just put them in a bag, a duffel bag or something.
Yeah, you said that, oh, now, but when there's nothing else, that'd be like steaks and stuff.
Hey, you know, when you don't have nothing at the moment, you know what I'm saying, they have them, they sell them along with that. Okay, say, for instance, say they have CS gas. You know, they always talk about these biological weapons and stuff like this. At this moment right now, everybody's on the line, right, and somebody just throw a gas bomb in your house. Do you have any gas masks?
Oh, no.
Does anybody got gas masks right now?
No. I have the regular masks, the doctor masks. I have those.
See, you know, that's the situation. If gas hit us right now or some biological weapon, none of us have gas masks. So what we gonna do? We gonna pass out, or do we know how to hold our breath or certain situations? What can we do in order to survive something like that, a natural disaster, something like that, or a nuclear bomb hit? If a nuclear bomb hit a certain section of...
Oh, no, we're done. Yeah, no, nuclear, we're done.
We're eradicated. We're done. It's a wrap. I mean, in the military, they gave us biochemical suits and stuff that we used to dress up in, you know, if there was a situation and we used to go through drills. But before, everybody that came up in the time that I came up, maybe like, you know, maybe born in 1970, 1960, or, you know, 1981 or so, a lot of you guys, you know, they used to do the drills with us. They used to do the drills. There was different disasters, but they don't do it anymore. They don't do it anymore. We don't even do it with our kids. We don't even have any kind of, like, signals. We don't even have any signals right now. We don't have any signals right now for our kids in order to let them know what is going on, do we? Anybody? Can anybody tell me what can any does anybody have any survival? Have you mapped out a plan in your house? If something happened and you had to get out the house really fast, have you made any copies of your documents? Do you guys got copies of your documents?
I have that. Like I have your, that like, in plastic. Yeah, I have that. Mm-hmm. I have that in a plastic, actually, in two different spots of my house, like my kids' or security stuff and all that. And I do have two plans to get out my house, but that comes from suffering from domestic violence. You always find, you know, you always got to find an exit and a way out just in case, you know, that moment happens. You know where to run, which way to run, where to grab the nine, and, you know, and pop off.
Hey, somebody sounds like they're prepared.
And you already know. That's why I'm still here. I'm still standing. Yeah.
Seriously, man. Hey, Gina, have
Gina, do you
feel like, you know, you basically, you know, you're prepared with, like, your documents? You got copies of your documents, your kids' documents, and extra copies and stuff just in case in a bag?
Yeah,
you could
grab extra. I sure do. I have it in a plastic bag. But two things one thing you mentioned about the rations that we could purchase from a store. That, you know, the rations in the military that they give you.
Uh-huh.
How good are they for? Or is it for an unlimited amount of time, or does it have an expiration date or anything like that?
Usually MREs last for a long time. They last for a long time because they're freeze-dried. The MREs actually last for a long time. MREs last for a long time, so you can stock up on the MREs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good tip right there, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, they actually last for a long time. I done ate plenty of them drinks in my time.
I know you have. But another thing you was mentioning about preparedness, I did not know that we no longer have fallout shelters. And I was so surprised. I'm like, I didn't know that until I moved to North Carolina. I'm like, okay, the fallout shelter, they said, we then stopped that years ago. I'm like, what? Because the threat is so much into the nuclear stage that there's no need for it, they say, any longer. So you basically on your own. Like you said, you got to be able to, you know, safeguard yourself, your family, some of your belongings. I know it's a big thing for a lot of people. And it's all about survival of the fittest.
Yeah, it's survival of the fittest, man. I mean, if you in your house right now and drastic stuff went down and I mean, all the rations was gone, you got to protect your kids in your house. I mean, I'm not trying to condone weapons and stuff, but, hey, you know what I'm saying? You just at least knives, whatever. If you have to protect will you be prepared? If they want to come in this house and you have supplies for yourself and there's no supplies out there and your own barrier is your house to hold your ground, would you be able to hold your family down? That's the question.
That's the question.
I mean, Natalia, do you have copies and stuff for your kids and everything? You know, just in case.
You know, you have an extra bag and everything.
Do I have copies of what?
you know, copies of extra documents, your important documents. If you
I bought one of those, like, waterproof, like, because I went through Hurricane Ivan, and I was right close here next to Katrina. And I went ahead and I purchased one of those things so you can put all your important information and your house deeds and all your car paperwork. And everything's there, social security cards. If I need to run out the house, I can just grab it with me because I've had to do it 3 times already.
Yeah, I need to put the policy. You tell me all that.
And you think I'll learn and be better prepared.
definitely, man. But, hey, and you're definitely right about that whole situation, Natalia. Being able to grab the stuff quick and fast and getting out, you know, definitely, you know. I got a call up from the 917-204. You're live on Street Queens, the movement with the Queens and a King, originally from Kenya, live in the building. We have Emma of E2K Magazine, Miss Gina of Ohana Shop, Natalia, a.k.a. Colombian Princess, Miss Ebony, and we're live in the building. Tell us if it was a natural disaster, would you be prepared? Do you have your important documents? You got copies that you could just snatch up? Are you prepared? What do you have? Do you have a first aid kit? Let us know, 917.
917-204. This is Super Size Fetish Fly.
Hey.
What's up, Queens?
What's up, Peace
Queens? Peace Queens. Am I prepared? Not totally. I have to be honest. I'm not totally prepared. I do have my documents in a waterproof container, birth certificates and stuff like that. I do have a first aid kit, but I don't really have a plan of action. I guess I never thought about it, and considering the times we're living in, that's something I have to get up on. I missed the earlier part of the call. I'm sure the sisters have plenty of suggestions.
Yeah, definitely, man.
What do you have in your house?
What
do you have? Like, do you have flashlights, candles? Like, what do you have already? Like, do you
I
have
just
anything?
The only thing I have, candles, and they're the scented ones. I really never thought about it, like I said. So I don't really have much. I have to go get these things. I have one flashlight, and it's a flashlight that has a little radio on it. But I got to check if I got batteries, because you know how we do. We got the Kool-Aid but no sugar. So I got to make the stuff that match, because I'm good for that. You want peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I'll be missing the jelly. So I got to, I'm kind of unorganized that way, I'll be honest, but I got to get it together, because I got a small child.
Well, no, absolutely. That's what today is about, actually, to kind of wake and shake up everybody and start make anybody think about these things.
This is what it's about. I had this deep conversation with Ebony the other day, and it was just like, it was really deep. Ebony, you know, tell them your thoughts when we were talking about it the other day.
So what kind of, I missed the earlier part of the show. If someone wants to run down for me a little, what suggestions were made? I already know batteries for your flashlight.
Ebony, you there? Oh, we going. You're gonna need batteries.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you now.
Okay.
We were sitting here talking about the suggestions, and then I was going to let you go ahead and talk about, you know, when we talked and discussed about, you know, the situations about natural disaster. The top thing you need to know, you need to remember some numbers. You need to have all your phone numbers and your cell phone need to be written down also. Along with that, you need to also have your important documents in a waterproof area, first aid
or
kit.
Or fire resistant.
Make sure that you have a first aid kit. 1, 2, 3. You can never have enough first aid kits. You never know what's going to happen.
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
Water.
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 Make sure you have some kind of knives. You know how you got those little tool kits? Things that, you know, open out. It got like a knife, a screwdriver, a can opener. All that. You need one of those. You want or two of those. You know, a knife, Also, on top of that, they sell MREs, which, you know, they sell in the military. They last for a long time. They're freeze, it's kind of freeze-dried food. You know, you add a little bit of water to it, you got a meal, you know, just
okay,
in case.
Well, definitely. We do need to come up with, you know, all of our necessities. I mean, I did hear that no one really knows how to read a compass and
mm-hmm.
or Thomas guy, so we definitely need to know about that, because what happens if we all lose power?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got to get candles, we got to get matches, we got to get lighters. I mean, we just need to really just come through with a list, and we actually got to go out and we need to go get this stuff, because it's
mm-hmm.
serious. It is so serious. And when we were talking about this, we were talking about the Haiti situation, and I was just like, you know what, we're not prepared, period. Who's sitting there thinking about what's going to happen to them? Everybody is worried about, it's not me, but it could be you. So that's why,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to get it together. And
mm-hmm.
think about it, if it was help out where we can help out, but also make sure you check what's in your own backyard. Make sure you're
mm-hmm.
ready for whatever is going to happen, because we don't know. Like, you know, I heard the lady saying, we no longer have shelters. Where are people
mm-hmm.
supposed to go? Your buildings start crashing down, you just, what, just stuck there? How do you have an exit plan? You know, does anybody practice if there's a fire in their home anymore? I remember when I was little, my mother and my stepfather used to play a joke on me. They used to wake us up like at 3 o'clock in the morning screaming, fire, 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 seeing how quick we can get dressed and get out the house. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, who does that?
And
who gets ready anymore? Who has an exit plan? Child care providers do, because they have to. But do we have one?
Yes.
And I imagine you'd need also, there's some things to protect yourself against the bio, you know, like the mask. I'd be seeing some people have masks and others
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, we can definitely purchase gas masks. They do have them available. You can purchase gas masks online at a surplus store. They do have gas masks. So it's always good if you can get 2, 3, or 4, get some gas masks. I always employ get some gas masks, man, for real. And
well,
learn
funny.
How to cook.
What's funny is I have everything prepared in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I have a first aid kit in the car, and I have emergency water, and I have granola things in the back, because I'm worried if I'm in the street and something goes down, I need to have those. And I never thought of it about, you know, what if you're home and something
mm-hmm.
happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we got to broaden our spectrum of we think, you know, I guess because we see so much on TV, it's, we think of outside, we don't think of inside. And like she said, I remember my parents, too, they used to have a little drill once in a while to remind us at any time, especially since we are some heavy snorers and sleepers, you need
mm-hmm.
to, when you hear this,
mm-hmm.
you need to get up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. A heavy sleeper, and I had an incident to where my son was running a bath. Simple. He was running a bath. I live on the top floor of an apartment building, on the second floor, actually. And he was running a bath water. He went into the room and laid down and fell asleep. Do you know, I woke up, the tub was overflooded, the neighbors was complaining. The fire department was banging on my door, and I don't know how long they've been banging on my door. If there was a fire, we probably would have been all gone, because that's just how hard I was sleeping. I know they had to have been banging on the door at least more than 20 minutes. And to me, that was just like a wake-up call. Like, I really need to be trying to sleep a little bit lighter, or, you know, make sure I go to bed a little bit earlier, or, you know, start getting something to place, because, you know, I wasn't prepared. I was not even prepared to even, you know, get my kids up and leave, you know. Maybe we need to just start putting out our clothes, you know, have a change of clothes inside the car, you know. So if there's something
mm-hmm.
happening inside the home, you know, grab our important documents, you leave on your pajamas, and you can get dressed. You
mm-hmm.
know, you don't have to worry about packing clothes or whatever, you know. Or have a, you know, like the pregnant women, they have that hospital bag when they're getting ready to go into, you know, labor.
The door, yeah.
Get an emergency bag for each one of your, you know, the people that's in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in
definitely.
Your car.
That change of clothes is definitely on the list. The change of clothes. We got another another queen. I hope this is a queen. I hope I'm not making a mistake, because I get chewed out when
yeah.
I say queen.
Peace, peace, 601. You're live in the building. I hope this is our queen right here.
CG, Queen CG. Hey, everybody.
Peace, queen.
How are
peace,
you?
Queen.
Hey. We have you had you on the line. We got a caller from Kenya live on the line with us. You know that's you know originally from Kenya. We got all the queens in here. Our sponsor Gina from Ohana Shop, Natalia, Colombian Princess. Shout out to Ashley out there. I know she's at work, but I know she's gonna try to sneak in and still you know chill with us and stuff on there. Ebony's on the line. Lynx is on the line. And the beautiful Ebony, the beautiful CG is live on the line with us, you know what I'm saying, representing from the Jersey area live in the building. We talking about survival, girl.
Excuse me, love, did you forget about me, the sexy one over here?
Oh, and the sexy Emma E2K magazine, I can't forget about her.
Thanks, I'll get that chopped liver down, thanks. Hi, CG, Emma. Welcome. Welcome, queen.
Hi, Emma, welcome. Welcome back.
Zizi, are you prepared? Are you prepared? What do you think about this? A natural disaster happened. Are you prepared? Are we prepared?
No, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. When I was to say that. I guess because, well, in the part of town that I'm in, we don't really expect much. I mean, I think the most disaster that we would see over here is like a blizzard or something, but you never know. Like, you never know. So, I can honestly say, no, I'm not prepared. I wouldn't be prepared. I wouldn't know what to do or where to go or how to evacuate or I wouldn't know the first step, honestly.
That's real
talk.
You know, we're not trying to scare nobody out there, man. The thing is, we just want to wake people up and say that, man, stuff ain't always, it's not all sweet. You really need to think about the stuff, for real. CG, what do you have in your house? Like, do you have any kind of, like, batteries, anything like that, at least stuff?
Yeah, I have batteries, but what are they for? Like, what else do I need?
You got batteries, you got flashlights, you got a two-way radio for
no,
batteries.
No, flashlight, no two-way radio. I have batteries. Let's see. I have
candles.
I have candles. I have canned goods. I have, you know, water. I have
matches. Everybody forgot about matches. So you got candles and no lighter matches.
I have matches.
I guess we gotta keep the matches in a waterproof container, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So we went down the list. Everybody has to give, you know what I'm saying, something to throw into our survival kit. We got to throw something. Everybody got to throw something into the survival kit. So, you know, we're going to start with every lady that's on here. Call us on the 515. We're going to bring you in a quick second. We're talking about are you prepared if a natural disaster happens right now. What can we throw in the survival kit? We're going to start off with Emma.
I would definitely, oh my God, because there's so many things, but I guess if I have to pick one, and that's not fair, but I'm just going to go with flashlight and batteries.
Okay. That's
I'll pick that.
We got flashlight with batteries in our survival bag right now. And Gina, what would you throw in the bag, in our survival bag? Gina, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Gina, what would you throw in the survival bag, Gina?
Actually, matches. Like she said, matches are very important. Matches, candles, flashlight. As they say, candy bars. Especially like Snickers, because it has the nutrients that you need. Bottles of water, blankets.
Yeah, because we going down the line. Everybody got to throw down an important thing in a survival bag.
You
gotta so
pick
you got
one, Gina. You got to pick one, Gina.
Pick one, Gina.
Okay, yeah. Blank.
You need to sit at the back by herself.
So, which one would you pick, Gina, out of all those you just mentioned?
You know what? I had another call, and I didn't hear everything that y'all mentioned earlier. You talking about from the whole show you were talking about?
Yeah, no. What throw in the survival bag right now? Emma said she's going to throw in some lights and some batteries. What would you throw in?
Batteries.
I said batteries. Okay. Anything else?
I would say a blanket.
Okay. Okay. So now we got batteries and we got a blanket in our survival bag right now. Natalia, what would you throw in our survival bag? We got batteries and lights and a blanket. What would you throw?
Well, keep it real. Throw some of that green in there. And because I'm going to be stressed out.
Listen, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is that, trust me, when you're thinking about it,
and
breathe and all that.
It might relax her. Hey, who knows? If she got to throw that in there, she got to throw. We putting together the survival.
Yes. I didn't complain about what you want to throw in there.
Besides that, something else that'll be useful.
Oh, man. I would just try to throw as much, like.
One thing, Mama.
A radio? So we can just know what's going on around us. We could find out information like where they would be having, like, that way you can hear where relief is coming in, how far people are in from your area.
Okay. We do it. We already have batteries, so we have batteries for that radio.
So we got batteries. We got a flashlight. We got a blanket, and we got a radio thrown in our survival bag. Ebony, what would you throw in our survival bag? Ebony, you there? You muted yourself, Ebony. Ebony, you there? Okay, we'll come back to Ebony. Lynx, what would you throw in our survival bag, Lynx?
I would throw in those fluorescent orange vests.
Okay. That's what's up.
Even though I know wherever I am, they're gonna see me, but still. But still, we won't be found, you know what I mean? In case of anything, you know, is dark, the conditions that'll reflect off of your vest.
Yeah, that's true. And that's some real stuff right there, what she just said right there. So now we got a radio, we got batteries, we got a light, we got a blanket, we got some herb, and we're not promoting that, but I mean, just in case some of you know say want to relax. So,
hey, we need a way to relax through the stressful situation, and they're legalizing it in some states.
Then adding a bottle of alcohol is with relaxing.
hey, and you can use it as an astringent too.
You actually could. CZ, what would you throw in the bag, in our survival bag, CZ?
I was throwing Band-Aid.
Oh, that's true right there. So CZ got Band-Aids and stuff right there. So ladies, y'all got to help me out. We got to keep track of what we got in our survival bag.
We got batteries,
we got flashlights. We got a blanket, we got some, you know, some herb, we got a two-way
radio,
we got fluorescent vests, and we got bandages.
Mm-hmm.
So call us from the 515. You're live in the building with Street Queens, the movement, peace. We're talking about survival. What would you put in your survival bag, 515?
First of all, I'd like to say what up to the Street Queens. Natalia, what up? Tay Sue.
What's up, how you going?
Oh, you know. Chilling. Let's see. For my survival bag, I'll put some the REMs, the ready-to-eat meals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we currently got, like, a whole bunch of them at the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I got paranoid roommates and shit. We got, like, a generator. Mm-hmm. Like, just something you don't have to cook, and you just, like, you know, you got to go, you got to go. Just get it in. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's more prepared than all of us on the line.
No. My man right is prepared like I don't know what right here. You live with some real prepared cats. This cat got generators, and that's real talk. We forgot to talk about two generators.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're ready for it. I mean, if the world ends today, we're ready to get it popping. Like, you know, we got generators and food that you don't have to cook, like preservables and all that, and, you know, just whatever is necessary so that, you know, I mean, water, you name it, we have it.
Man, tell us all the stuff that you got for survival over there, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, you know, some stuff you don't have to talk about. But everything that you got in there to survive, just to, you know, give tips for the people out here that are not prepared, let us know what we need to get out here in the world to get ready and prepared for natural disasters, fam.
I mean, first of all, you have to, like, aware of your environment. I mean, you have to know how the disaster is going to affect your life or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And second of all, I mean, you have to be prepared. You have to get, like, non-perishable stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to learn to, what I say, acquire a taste for it. I mean, because most of the food doesn't taste right, but, you know, you got to be able to eat it when crunch time comes around. And if the electricity goes out, you know, like we had a big storm that knocked out the whole power in my city, and we had generators, so, you know, we were straight for 3-4 days and we didn't have power. And everybody else was freaking out. They had to call the state of emergency and shit like that. So, I mean, we got that going on. And, I mean, like the radio, you guys covered most of the bases, you know, the radios, the blankets, you know, just in case and stuff like that. So, I mean, you guys are on the right track, but just make sure, like, the food situation is not just, you know, chocolate bars and, like, little granola bars, like, go military style, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I was telling them about the MREs, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm ex-Army. That's why I said the freeze-dried food, the MREs and stuff, you know, all them those little bars, man, you need to keep, like, stacks of them. You can get a whole bunch of MREs and just stack them up. And sometimes they come with candy and all that other stuff in there and stuff. The gum is the best. That's why we like the chiclet gum in there. But, yeah, so make sure, like I said, man, this is real stuff we're talking about. Like I said, we're not trying to scare people. We just want people to be prepared if a natural disaster happens. Make sure you plan out your plan of escape. This is the thing. Right. We have two situations. You can either be in a car and a natural disaster happens. Do you have stuff in there to prepare you for? Do you have a survival bag in your car? You can be in a house, natural disaster happens. Do you have a survival bag or do you have survival situations in there? Do you got a generator? Do you know that you can cut the wires off of, like, anything that has, like, wires or whatever? You can cut them, and then you can strap it onto a battery and actually connect
and make,
it.
Get electricity, right?
You can get electricity. If you don't know that, I'm letting you know that right now.
I mean, you know, but you know, like, I really love the forums you guys have going on here, because, like, nobody's talking about this. Everybody's like, well, shit happened in Haiti or whatnot like that. I mean, I'm not from around here, but I understand, like, natural disasters. But at the same time, you know, as Americans, we always think it's not going to happen to us, you know what I mean? So we're never prepared for situations like that. But, I mean, we need to understand that, you know, things get live sometimes. And if it does, we need to be prepared so we're not, like, you know, caught off guard like the situation in New Orleans happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, see how bad that went?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to be able to, I mean, no more time for, okay, we got to wait for the government to come in and save us. You know, we got to be able to be like, yo, this is going bad real quick. How do we protect our families and our children so that we don't just die off and shit? You know, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is things to ponder about. So I really respect what you guys got going on over here. I mean, all right, baby.
Yeah.
Got my little fun here.
We appreciate you. Hey, this is real. This is Street Queens, the movement. Hey, people, kids be on the line, whatever. This is how we do, man. This is real. This is real life, man. Real.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're talking about. We got, you know, thank Natalia definitely for bringing you on, man. You definitely, we need it. If we can't put a generator in the bag, if you're in a house, make sure you have a generator. I employ anybody.
You always have a gallon of gas and a generator. You can have that. And if your house is not suited to where you can hook the generator up, fine, go get an electrician to plug that stuff in and, you know, so that when it happens, you're ready. And Natalia, no weed in the bag, please.
Hello, people.
God, you and we are like best friends. Y'all need to stop that.
All right, listen.
No, that's not good. But anyways, I was trying to call in and shout y'all out. I got to get to being a parent. So much love, y'all.
Yeah,
thank you. All right.
One of my favorite Nigerian. That's my homeboy right there.
That's what's up, man. Naija in the building. You already know what it is, man. Man, Naija is definitely holding it down. That's what's up, man. I feel so proud to be an African right now.
Me too.
I feel proud of being a street queen right now.
Me too. I feel proud to be an African street queen. Me too. Me too.
Hey, we all got Afro roots, but you know,
we all African.
We a mixture. And I know because when I start combing my hair in the back, I know that I'm a mixture of a lot of things up in there.
When you got called the kitchen. Listen, sisters. Let me know when we round it down to the last minute or two. I'd like to announce an event that I'm a part of for Haiti.
Okay. Definitely, we're definitely going to get that cracking in a quick second. We got the wonderful Agul that, you know what I'm saying, we always show love to, the Miss Wonderful, Miss Tina Fortune, live in the building. She teaches us how to be financially free and how to, you know, get through the hard times. And, you know, definitely to be able to be prepared. It's better you be prepared than not being prepared when a situation happens. Tina, man, we talked about a lot of things about natural disaster and everything, and I know you want to drop some tips for us, man. Go ahead, Tina, and let us know what's what.
Yeah, you know, and hello, everybody. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Tina.
She's always so good and informative, and I appreciate it. But, you know, I actually, with what you're talking about, believe it or not, that's what my profession is during the day. I am a business continuity consultant, which means I assist planning for disasters, pandemic, H1N1 when that was out. We do if there are earthquakes and hurricanes and floods. That's my specialty during the day. And it is so important to be prepared for events. You have to have a plan. You have to have first aid kits. You have to know your exits if there's a fire. You have to have a meeting location. You have to have, what you're talking about, your MREs. Like, I had someone send me something to work, and it was this food where, I mean, it was like gourmet MREs. I mean, there are all kind of things. You have to have your water, your gas. And most of all, you all know what I talk about, you got to have some cash on hand. You have to have some money around. If you keep, you know, if you keep in a couple 20s in the house or 5s or 1s, you really need to make sure that you have money because, you know, as we know in times of disaster, there are some people that just won't even do things unless you have money. So you have to make sure that you have, you won't have access to get to your, you're not going to have access to get to the ATM because they're not going to have power. So those are the type of things that you definitely need to have. So that's really a great show.
Thank you, Tina. We love
Tina,
you.
Is there a website that you know of or that you offer that has these tips and a list of things we need?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I will tell you, a lot of what I use and do is FEMA.gov. There's actually a free, believe it or not, training site for civilians at training.fema.gov. I mean, check out FEMA all the time. It's being prepared, responsive, and committed. Anything that you need is on the FEMA.gov website. So, you know, you really – and it sounds – you know, we're talking about be prepared, but you – it's not a matter of if. It is a matter of when an event occurs. We tell people that all the time. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when an event occurs because it's going to occur. It's just a matter of if you're prepared. Like you're talking about generators. You can get a small generator for less than $100 at, like, Walmart, very small ones. I mean, I think you can get one for, like, $20. Little things. Make sure you have a charger you know, for your phone, just to use it in the car if you need to. Little things come in handy, especially like I talk about the Magic Jack. Those are your online phones because you'll have internet. Most of the time, you'll be able to pick up a wireless and use your cell phone before you'll be able to even use a landline. So, again, FEMA.gov is really a good website to have, and just to be thinking outside the box of things that you'll need. You know, have an emergency. Remember, in an emergency, keep those old cell phones that don't work. You can always dial 911.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep, mm-hmm. Even if they don't work. And, then, you know, there's some free cell phones out there, too.
That's
SafeLink. SafeLink Wireless. The government provides actually, I was going to tell on my show tonight, too, they offer free cell phones. You have to be income eligible, but, shoot, most elderly people qualify. So, you know, if your grandma, great-grandma, they can get a free cell phone.
My sister, she's has a phone. I got that for her.
Yep.
I applied for her.
Yep. So those are just things. But, yeah, FEMA.gov.
That's what's up, man. That's why I call her the ghoul, man, because, yo, she definitely drops the jewels for you, man. If you didn't have
Give the website out, Tina.
It's sparkwisdom.com. And, of course, you know that I offer assistance and resources and information for single parents. That's my niche. Love single parents. So they work really, really hard. And they need some support. You know, the weight of the world is always on our shoulders, and people always got opinions on what to say, but they don't walk in our shoes, and they don't live our lives. So sparkwisdom.com.
Definitely. You need to go on.
And follow her on Twitter. Follow her on Twitter, Tina Fortune.
Definitely. And when you go on the site, she has a lot of tutorials and webinars on how to save money. You know, when you're getting your income taxes this year, don't go crazy. Invest in yourself. Invest in, you know, what you're trying to do. And even some of these survival kits we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Fortune can tell you how to do that. And we'll also have a list of stuff you can put in your survival kit on streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. It will be on there sometime tonight or tomorrow, so you can look for it. We'll actually be having a list of stuff you guys can have and put in your survival kit. We're doing this because we want you. It's better for you being prepared than being not prepared. That's the situation, you know. You know, Tina, also, since we're coming towards the, you know, tax time and anything, are there any kind of tips that you want to give the people out there in regards to, you know, financial situations and stuff like that? Do you want to give them a couple of tips, Tina?
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you know, don't pay H&R Block. You know, don't pay these services to get this, what is it called, rapid refund. No. Wait for your money. Be patient for it. Go online, irs.gov. You can do it for free. If you don't understand how to do it, there are so many programs available for you to get your taxes filed within your community. I mean, there are, all you have to do is Google search community agencies that, you know, file your taxes for free. There are so many places. You don't have to go to the car dealership. Don't let them file your taxes and take $2,000 of it. Go, again, online, irs.gov, e-file them for free. And also, when we're talking about earned income tax credit, think about the term. They're giving it to poor people, or low income is what the government thinks, and they give it to them because they're like, they're just going to spend it and blow it. Take a portion of it and blow it, 15% if you need to, or 20%. And we're talking about people, if you have three or more kids, you're getting about $5,657 in earned income credit. That's your max right there. If you don't have any kids, you're getting at least $900. Take a portion of that and spend it wisely. Just because you get it does not mean you have to spend it all. If you have two kids, you're getting about $5,028. And if you have one, you're getting about $3,043. And I'm not talking about your tax money. I'm just talking about earned income tax credit. Make sure you take all your child care receipts. Those can be deducted. If you give a tithe or give anywhere at your church, that money can be deducted. If you sold Avon, you take your receipts for your cell phone, that can be deducted. Any type of home business that you do, long as you go, you can do a sole proprietorship for like $50, and then you can start writing stuff off. It is so important to look at that free money as money to invest. So take 1,000 of it, put it in your emergency fund. Again, take 15 to 20% to blow, because low-income people, they live all year long. They got to have something to do. Take 10% of it, and either you can give it to your church, give it to an organization, give it to Haiti fund. Give it away. It will make you feel so good. And then you want to take about 70% to pay off debts and bills. So you've already put up $1,000 for your emergency fund. You spent some money. You feel good. You've given some away. Take the rest of that money, that 70%, and get your house in order.
We are like stunned because I'm sure we don't think about it, you know. And a lot of people when they get the income tax, they're like, oh, I'm gonna get them boots I was looking at. I'm gonna get me a pair of earrings. And it's okay to treat yourself, but I hear what the sister's saying. Take a portion of it, make most of it, and make sure you pay your bills so you don't have that headache on your mind.
Yeah, and like I said, take some and spend it. Take it. Who wouldn't? But if you think of it in terms of 15 or 20%, that's like $1,000. And so what, you blew $1,000 if you want to, but guess what? If somebody said, well, dang, she blew all $1,000, but yeah, but I took $4,000 and I paid bills with it. I mean, what do you expect? So that's why I tell people you have to have a portion of it to just feel like you have receive something. But the rest of that, be empowered. Creditkarma.com, you all hear me talk about credit and then the letter K, karma.com. Go there and get a free copy of your credit report anytime you want. Get your credit scores and, you know, get a plan. Get to sparkwisdom.com. Get your credit in order. We just take too long talking about it's okay and having four and 500 credit scores. Get your credit in order. Get it in order. It just don't make sense anymore. You need credit. And start a business.
The guru is in the building.
Right.
I'm serious. My head is gonna explode from all this information. I'm gonna hit one of y'all up. Like, okay, do you remember when she was talking about this? Because I'm like,
all you have to do is download the show links. You already know. You go to Lush Radio and download.
I know, but she's talking real fast. I'm gonna have to be pausing and writing down. She is not playing. I ain't mad on one bit.
No, it's too much. So I love your show, ladies. I love you. You guys are so sweet. So I'm going to jump off. I got some things here I need to download. So, you know, anytime you need me, I'm available.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you,
you're welcome.
You're the best.
Tina, make sure you tell everybody what your show link is, because right after she jumps over here, she does her show also and gives information. Tina, go ahead and tell them your show link.
Oh, okay. It's sparkwisdom.org. I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well, but it's sparkwisdom.org. I masked mine. And it's Monday through Thursday from 10 to 11 p.m. I'm excited because on Thursdays we have, I don't know if you're familiar with Shay, Your Date Diva. She comes and visits with us every Thursday. She's published the book Love in 30 Days, and she comes live and gives some tips for the ladies that, you know, want to land that man and get that man and, you know, do what they do.
Our cookie is on.
Tina ain't the love expert. She's the finance expert, but I bring the love experts on.
That's what's up, man. So I want y'all, after this show is over, go ahead and jump on and support Tina's show and go on there, go on the chat room and support our sister right here. She is definitely a queen. We love you to death, Tina, man. You already know what it is.
Thank you.
I'm in love, Tina. I'm in love.
That's so silly. Thanks, ladies. I appreciate you. Bye.
All right. Tina definitely be. Oh my God, ladies.
What?
How y'all feel about? Hey, CG, how you feel about Tina, man? How you feel about her, man?
I told you, I think she speaks so well. I love hearing her talk. She's always getting informative information. I appreciate when she comes on the show because I always leave with something, you know. Thumbs up.
Definitely, man. And Natalia, how y'all feel about how you feel about? Well, I'm it? In love. I'm in love because I love when a sister's intelligent, and you know I don't, you know I prefer men, but sometimes these sisters be so on point that. Now wait a minute, she might be the one getting me my house, my credit up, and all that shit. What? I was getting ready to tell her, listen, darling, you'll have plenty to eat. You'll never be cold. About ready to wipe that one. Let me stop.
Oh, man, this is crazy, yo.
Natalia. Of course I'm crazy.
Natalia, what you think about Miss Tina?
I think that I'm so glad that she calls and gives us a lot of this information. We're trying to, you know, write all this information down. We need women, more women like this out here trying to help, you know, give us and point us in the right direction.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Emma, I already know, but go ahead, Emma, and let us know how you think about Miss Fortune.
Girl, you already know. He's speechless. I can't even. I'm just writing stuff down, and I get amped up. I get amped up. She start talking. I already got some writing stuff down already here. What I'm gonna do with my tax money? I'm amped up already.
You're good, but hold on. Check out my queens. When she was talking about what we don't do and why we don't do it, we all just said because we knew we was living foul. So we all, that's when all of us big mouth said Even Lush said
Hey, Miss Gina, our sponsor of Ohana Shop. Gina, how do you feel about Miss Gina Fortune?
You know, she had a lot of informative stuff to talk about, and I, you know, did appreciate listening to her. Just want to add one other thing that she, it can't relate to what she's saying. It's basically a lot of these times I tell people, because I used to work in the financial industry, and I would definitely tell people at least $500 minimum aside into a mutual fund or a CD. It definitely gives you more interest than a checking or savings account. It's money you put in. You can do it after tax, before tax. If you are working, you could have X amount of dollars sent directly to the bank, or in a situation where people get tax returns or any other type of lump sum money, is good to actually invest it in that. And you can keep it longer the time frame, the biggest the interest rate. So that is something else I just wanted to add to what Tina was saying. But I did enjoy her comments. They were very informative.
That's our guru. That's our official street queen guru right there, man. She be dropping her jewels. For real. We got a caller from the 34766 live in the building on Street Queens the Movement. How did you feel about, you know, our girl Tina Fortune? State your name and where you're from. Peace, baby, peace. 347-347-666. Hello? I guess you're just listening. But, man, Tina is a remarkable woman, very well-spoken, a loving person, giving heart. She doesn't just, you know, teach you about being financially free. She also teaches you as a single mother how to survive when the man isn't there. And you're the single mother, how can you still be able to spend on yourself, provide for your kids, let them do what they want to do, and live comfortably? She can also give you all of those tips, and she does free seminars on Sundays. You can also always log on to her site, sparkwisdom.com. She also has the $1,000 emergency fund. Basically, you investing in yourself. You know how, like, you know, the Haitians, shout out to the Haitians, you know, they do the thing, the susu, where you throw in the money, the next person gets that money, they pull it out or whatever. But basically, every single mother or single father, you can donate $10, put it in there. And if it's an emergency fund, if you call and say you need it at that time, that money can help towards you. So you're investing in yourself. So basically, it's $1,000. You know, emergency fund that Tina Fortune offers on her site, Spark Wisdom. Y'all need to go over there and definitely jump on that and support the whole movement. She is a guru. I mean, the ladies know that. We want you to know that, you know. it's going down. This woman always comes down, and she just, you know, she just, like, warms our hearts up so much and gives the people knowledge and, you know, and we definitely want to give people knowledge. With what we talked about was basically survival skills with your finances, just being prepared. This is what we want you guys to know. Street Queens the Movement is not just about doing radio to just talk about stuff. We talk about real stuff that affects you every single day, things that people won't talk about on media or just on the everyday. People don't bring up conversations like this. we're bringing it up, we're giving it to you, and we're giving it to you real, and we're giving you informative information so you can be prepared for you and your family. What concerns us on Street Queens and Movement is our community, us, our family, and our sisterhood that we have going on. And that's what it's about, you know. We need to support one another in everything that we're doing. We had to thank Tina Fortune, everybody that definitely came through. We have 20 more minutes left on the clock on Street Queens, the Movement. We got a lot of events that's going on this week. I know our ladies got different events and different things going down. We had to thank CG. Shout out to Ashley, our graphics designer for Street Queens, the Movement. I know right now she's at work. Her schedule's kind of been hectic, but she's always supportive in her way, whether it's tweeting, whether it's doing graphics for us. She's, you know, that's our girl right there. Shout out to Ebony. I know she was dealing with the kids and the grandbaby. This is your granddaddy. Dealing with the grandbabies and everything, you know what I'm saying, in the background. But you know what I'm saying, this is real, real women. We have families. We have grandbabies. We got kids. This is what we deal with every day. That's why we're Street Queens of the Movement. We support one another. Whether it's a bit of your time or all of your time, we appreciate it. That's what it is, Street Queens of the Movement. You know what I mean? Positive women doing positive things, positive people doing positive things. We accept men. Also, our kings. Shout out to all our kings that definitely support us out here for real. You know, log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com along with E2K Magazine online. Along with Diverse Media Group LLC, OhanaShop.com, strictly11.com, www.alloverthe.globe.com. But, you know, log on and support us. Download this show. If you don't have this show and you weren't here to listen, make sure you spread it around and let people know that they need to listen to this show and take some in here. But I'm on links to go ahead. She has an event that's going down, and we're going to let the ladies go ahead because we have a segment we call our new, and we talk about the new things that's going on in our personal lives and events. So, links, go ahead and tell everybody about the events you got going on in regards to Haiti and stuff. Links?
Yes?
Links, you there?
Yeah, sorry, yes. I had to deal with the baby. Stop crying. All right, hold on a second. Excuse me, young lady, excuse me.
Yo, that's real right there. This is real raw and uncut. She's dealing with the baby right now, yo.
One don't want to go to bed, her mom called her. She's always up under me. And the other one took my page off where I had all my information because she's playing a game. So here I am.
Link, you got information about the event?
Yeah, I got my information. Hold on, sister. Okay, so I'm part of an event that there was a sister on last week, and she was talking about hip-hop for Haiti. I forget what state she was from, but they were doing it there. Well, we're taking care of the event over here, Hip-Hop for Haiti NYC. And on January 30th, there are going to be 10 cities at the same time hosting events to raise money for Haiti. So we're doing one at the National Black Theater in Harlem from 5 to 11 p.m. We're suggesting a $20 donation, but anyone who wants to help in any amount should feel welcome. Right now it's at the development stages, so we're getting the artists together. I'm in charge of recruiting the artists and putting them on the roster. So anyone who knows any artists that want to help and are positive, or even if you know some big-name artists who wouldn't mind lending their not performance, if they can't perform, then their attendance, any support, please get at me, supersizespanishfly@gmail.com. And this is in conjunction with the Minister Farrakhan's granddaughter. She actually is the one who reached out to the artist NY Oil. And her name is Queen Yonazda. She reached out along with the Brothers Care Inc. or hiphop.com, hoodlifemovement.com, DJ Green Arrow, Chakra Entertainment, New Image Alliance, and the Institute of the Black World. And so this is going to be a huge event, and it's going to be at the Black National Theater. And I'm so happy they asked me to be a part of it.
and I've gotten support already. I got Smooth the Hustler, so he's going to come through. I'm waiting to hear from Melly Mel, see if she'll have a little arm wrestling thing with some people that are on the side for money. I'm trying to get some BBW, some big beautiful women, so we can put up a booth, and they're going to give away fluffy hugs for a dollar or two. You know what I'm saying? Anything to help. So I want to ask all my street queens, I'm going to pass the information on. It's already up on my Facebook in my notes section. I'm going to add it to my events section if you all can pass it around. And I'm definitely going to rep the street queens while I'm a part of this event. And every day, I'm a street queen every day, so I'm going to definitely rep and get the name out there in our movement. Anyone who wants to.
What about massages? I'll give massages for free.
You'll give massages.
Not for free, for pay. You know what I'm saying? If all proceedings go to, you know, to the Haiti. I won't take nothing.
I was telling them it doesn't have to be all about performances. We have an artist. His name is Rep Da Vinci. He is going to. On the spot, all night, he's going to be making this mural that at the end of the night we're going to auction off. So, you know, I got some B-girls coming through. Abby Girl, she's one of the biggest B-girl artists out here. They're going to do a set. I'm going to give, you know, I'm going to stand there and you want to hug Links? You want to squeeze some Superstar Spanish Life?
Can we do poetry?
Yeah, we got spoken word. Anyone who wants to be a part of it, who wants to perform or who knows someone that they think would be a perfect fit, feel free to email me, Supersize Spanish Fly, not Supersize, it's Supersize Spanish Fly at gmail.com. I have also confirmed Supernova Slam, who, as, I don't know if you guys knew, he was on the Jay Leno show with Bill Cosby's band, the Cosnerati. He's a member of the Cosnerati. He's going to perform. We got this artist from Colombia. He's a hip-hop artist named Kari. He's supposed to be one of the hottest. He's coming from Colombia to be a part of this event.
Wow, Colombia Prince.
Yeah, he's gonna, you know, and it's not, I saw a couple of hip-hop for Haiti, but this is the official in conjunction with the other hip-hop for Haiti benefits, and all proceeds from the event will go to Haiti survivors. And let us be clear that hip-hop for Haiti is the only hip-hop-based event recognized and supported by the nationally recognized IBW, okay? So the Institute of the Black World. They're supporting us. The ambassador's supporting us. Our goal is to raise $10,000. So we urge the entire community to come together. And I already know my street queens got it. And I'm just asking that everyone pass along the information. I will be emailing that to you all. As soon as we get off this line, because then I got to hurry up and get over to Spark Wisdom and listen to my new girl.
Yeah, she's definitely more Tina Fortune.
Definitely. Yeah, Tina, what? I want a little, I don't know what she looked like, but whatever she looked like, I want a little statue and put her right next to my Buddha doll.
No, she's beautiful.
No, not just that she's beautiful, she's articulate and she's, you know, she's made it her mission to keep us informed because we're in the dark so much. You know, we don't know half the things. We're too busy trying to survive, and we're struggling out here. So we don't really think things through. Just like this show, Lush, you know, that you put together with the Street Queens, we don't think about these things because we're too busy living. You know, we don't think about that, you know, this is going to happen to us or it could happen to us. Here we are. You know, I was listening to you all guys, and I was thinking, wow, my mom just bought these things to send to Haiti, but we don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't ever think, you know, that we must, like, the United States must be on some bullshit. We think that's not going to happen to us. We're the United States, but, you know, it can happen at any given time. We can be under attack for all we know. Lots of things could happen, natural disaster or, you know, man-made disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank you, sisters, and I hope you all will help me pass the information. And if you got your, you know, wherever you're at, Street Queens, you got your people in New York who want to help out, you know, please give them my email address. Artists, give them my email address.
I got
sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you give us, you already know me and Emma, we go hard in the paint. Natalia go hard in the paint. Ebony, all of the queens, Ashley. Everybody that's on here, we go hard in the paint. So once you send us the stuff, we're going to spread it out to all our people, so it's going to be a wrap, you know what I'm saying? And
all right, well, thank you. I appreciate my sisters, and you know, each time I come on the show, I feel closer and closer to each one of you, because we all share so much of ourselves and our lives. You all held on and had patience for me while I was dealing with the kids, because it's real life. That's stuff that happens. And, you know, I respect all of you. I know you all are mothers working hard. Some of us single, some of us in a relationship. But we got each other, and that's something special in itself. And, you know, I give thanks for you all.
Every Thursday, our therapy session. This is our therapy session every Thursday for free, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got our platform to vent, to give, but more than anything, to uplift and empower each other. And like the sister, Tina, who was on, give information. Information is free. And, you know, so much respect to her. All that joking about her being my girl, you know, I'm just, I try to be a comedian sometimes. But,
but, you know, we definitely appreciate you, Lynx, and everything, your contributes to everything in Street Queens the Movement, for real. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, we love you to death, you know what I'm saying? Natalia, you got anything new going out there in the South Side and in Florida? What's going on? What's your new, Google?
Well, I am working with an organization, We Are Love. I don't know, they were able to contact you. Out of Pensacola and Miami, they're going to be getting stuff together for Haiti. In regards to personal events, I have the TJ's DJ's conference. It has been pushed back to the 17th of February in Tallahassee, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The day before, we will be having a talent show. Pretty much how it works, if you win the talent show, you get to perform and open up at the conference. But in regards as Pensacola-wise, you know, we're just collecting stuff from people so we can send out to Haiti. And you can check that website at wearelove.org.
Definitely. They didn't hit me up yet. I'm still waiting for them to hit me up so we can get them on the show to talk about everything and stuff. But TJ's DJ's events are definitely huge. It's a great networking opportunity and stuff. And Natalia is part of that situation, so you guys definitely need to get out there. And if you got promotional material, Queens, Natalia is definitely an outlet, you know what I'm saying, for real. You know, so if you got promotional material, whatever, Natalia, you know what I'm saying, is definitely that outlet. She is definitely, you know, the outlet. It's people that come from all over to the TJ's DJ's conference. They even be having MTV and all kinds of people out there. So it's a good networking thing for whatever you're doing as a business. Anything new going on for you, boo-boo, Miss Emma of E2K Magazine?
The funniest thing happened to me today, right? I upgraded on my BlackBerry, and I got the BlackBerry Tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
The World Edition. So I'm still, you know, trying to find out on the upgrade, everything that's going on. How I have the call on speaker, so I'm listening to the show, but I'm like, wow, I got some texts. I see the, you know, the little red light. I'm like, how am I gonna get to my text? And you can actually continue to hear, like, be online. And still text. I could still text. I was emailing and texting while I was listening to the show. Oh my God, that's my new clue.
That's you know, I had got the tour early, and I was telling her about. Well, I'm glad that you stepped the game up and you joined the BlackBerry tour team. And I'm proud of your new boo boo, for real.
Wow. Yeah, that's my new.
That's what it is, man. That's that new man, for real. Anybody that has a new call in real quick, we have 7 more minutes left on the clock. Before we go into our prayer, Gina, do you have a new boo-boo?
What is a new?
A new is anything
that's new for you.
Anything that's new?
No, not at this time, no. Oh, I got, well, besides, she's talking about her BlackBerry. I just recently got an iPhone, so. I guess you could call that my little new.
That's our new boo boo. That iPhone with all the applications, baby. Y'all already know what it is.
Exactly.
We definitely want to thank everybody. Same time, same place, 8:00 on the dot. Street Queens the Movement, always trying to empower people, you know what I'm saying, from all diversities, all needs, no matter what shape or form. Whatever, we try to support you in everything that you're doing. Street Queens, the Movement, we talked about survival and disasters. Are we prepared? things that you really need to think about. You know, what should you put in a survival, you know, bag? Along with that, you know, your finances. Tina Fortune, our guru, came through and dropped some jewels about your finances, how to balance them out when you're getting your taxes, and different things that you can find online to help you. So definitely, we dropped a lot of information for you guys. Make sure that you blog this, tell your friends about it, download it, use it for whatever resources you can help to help yourself. Because we're here to help you help yourself to be prepared. Positive people doing positive things. Go on to www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com, Ohana Shop, Strictly Bought One, E2K Magazine Online, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Shout out to all our beautiful street queens, Ebony, Natalia, Emma, Sexy Emma, Link, Miss Tina Fortune, CG Michelle, Miss Gina, our sponsor, OhanaShop.com. You know, all of us, like, and we here for you. We do this for you because we want to help our people, because we don't have people out here. We don't have leaders. We have to become our own leaders. We have to become our own history makers. Most of the people that were our leaders, they became martyrs and they died for the cause. We're here to fight for the cause and to help our people and teach our people every single day, not just here being outside in the streets and doing it. So we love you guys, you know what I'm saying, same time, same place. Shout out to DJ Lazy K that's doing her Boys and Girls Club, teaching young kids to be entrepreneurs in New Jersey. Actually, she shouted you out, Emma.
That's my girl. No, that's my girl. That's definitely my girl, Murder Mommy in the building.
She shouted you out and stuff the other day. We had her on. So, yeah, y'all can check out that show, too. Each and every Friday, hot or not, you know what's going down. We're going to have Lethal List in the building, and we're going to have Bats from Making It a Band. So we're going to be talking about some real issues, different things is going down tomorrow at 6 o'clock. But like I said, we want to thank you. We love you and everything like that. DJ Lazy K actually has a song for Haiti with Dante, working with this artist right here. I played it earlier in the show. She's calling out to any DJ if they can mix this song. If they can mix this song well, she will put it on her new mixtape. It's about Haiti. It's a release song. Email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com if you would like it and see if you can mix it or so. Right now, we want to bow our heads. We want to bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, we call upon you today. You are awesome God, a good God. Without you, there is no us, God. God, you have brought wonderful sisters, wonderful anointed sisters that have come here together to share in your grace and in your love in order to educate and teach your people and to love your people with all of our love and all of our soul, God. I call upon you, God, to watch over each and every one of us, from CG to Emma to Lynx to Tina Fortune to Ashley to Natalia to Emma. Everybody, you know, that's on the line, all of our ladies that are live on the line, I want you to watch over them and my family also, and the people in Haiti that are going through it right now at the moment. They are suffering. People are dying, God. I want you to continue to give them their strength and their will to continue and keep their faith in you, God, in order to keep going on. Let those supplies and everything that they need be able to come to them. Let them be able to evacuate. Let them be safe, God. The families that have been separated from their families, let them be able to be in contact with their families, God. Keep them in the right, God, right way, God. You know, put them in your bosom, God. Let no weapon, shape, or form prosper against any of us, God. You are a good God, a caring God, an understanding God, and a forgiving God, and a loving God. And that's why we thank you, and that's why we love you, God, because you are a good God. You might not be there when we want it, but you're always on time, God, and we love you, God. And in your name we pray, amen.
Amen, and I'd like to add to that, sisters, I ask that the Almighty Father give strength to those who are striving to heal the injured, who are over there trying to give shelter to the homeless and bring food and water to those in need. May you bless the work of their hands, and may they merit to save lives. We recognize how small we are, how powerless we are in the face of nature and its full power unleashed. Therefore, we open our hearts in prayer and our hands in generosity so that our words may bring comfort and our gifts bring aid. And please bless all the people who are being generous at this time, in a time when we really don't have, but there's always something we can do. We strive to we strive to be humans in this humanity. So thank you, Lord, as we rebuild what's being destroyed over there in Haiti. Thank you. Thank you, my sisters. Amen.
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 Amen. This is a wonderful and powerful show. We thank everybody.
Paz y amor. Paz y amor.
Definitely. We love all of you guys. Big sister hug. We love you. And if anybody tell you they love you today, we love you. And
we'll
on top, we saying keep faith in God. And on top of that, whatever doesn't break you makes you stronger. Remember that.
Fuerte,
and we're
fuerte.
Out.
Stay fuerte, mi hermana. Fuerte.
For real, man. That's what it is. And this is DJ Lazy K and Dante Hawkins. And we're out. Peace.
Hey there, brothers. People are dying. Hey there, Father. Where is your son? Hey there, mother. Oh, mama. Hear the baby crying. We all need somebody. Somebody to lean on. But the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
No matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to,
the nation is one.
No matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to,
the nation is one. The nation is one. They're still killing. Over in Iran, they're still building nuclear weapons. Over in China, they're still worried about a bomb in New York. We all need somebody, somebody to lean on, 'cause the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through,
the nation is one.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through,
the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation.